Welcome to Sisters United. How's everybody doing? Tammy, what's going on? Good morning. Can you hear?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. You can hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So how's everybody doing? Welcome to Sisters United. We got an awesome topic for you today. Can a woman do it all? So we're going to explore it from while the children are young, no children, children graduated, going off on their own, you know, the traditional versus the versus today. We're going to get into that in just a moment. Let's get all our hosts on the, let's see. All right, let's get everybody on. Hey, Miss Keisha, how you doing?
Hello. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. Welcome. I was letting everybody know that what we're going to be talking about today, and y'all know I like to spring a topic on you so we can kind of get fresh feedback. So can a woman do it all? Can we do it all? You know, raise the kids, start a business or work or have a career. What happens in there? How do we do it? A lot of women are in this season launching out and starting their businesses and, you know, just taking leaps of faith. And so I just wanted to explore that today, talk about it. But before we do, you know, we have to do a shameless plug about voting. So let's get on into it. Come on, Keisha. I know you ready. Listen.
You know I am. Okay. If you don't vote, don't complain. With all of the things that are going on in the world today, it is, I mean, you should be out voting like your actual life depends on it, because theoretically it does. Okay.
Yes.
Don't wait until November the 3rd to go and vote. You might stub your toe, be in pain, can't stand up in the lines or whatever. Early voting starts October the 13th, 7 a.m. So get there early. I don't want you to meet me there. I want you to beat me there. But trust me, you'll have to get up pretty early, because I'll be there at 7 in the morning. You can vote anywhere, not at your actual polling place, wherever you would go to early vote. Anywhere that there is a ballot machine, you can vote. Take your ID with you. Go prepare with patience, because there may be a line, but you have to vote. You can still get your early ballots. I think the last day to do, I think there's another few days still to go ahead and request your mail-in ballots. They can be mail, but, you know, I think that County Judge Hidalgo is doing a great job of trying to get it blocked, so that a county as big as Harris does not just have one location to go and drop off ballots if they choose to do so. I think that is a blatant form of voter suppression. So
yeah,
go ahead and you know, mail in your ballots. Get it done. If you can go in person, that's the best way. From what I hear, they're gonna have some places you can actually just drive up, and they'll have a ballot machine they can bring to you, can vote in the car, you know. So just come back and be listening to us, and I will you know, update as I see things or whatever. You have to vote. Yes, whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen, but you need to vote or be quiet.
Yeah. And you know, I also wanted to share a book that I discovered on Instagram, and it was a young man who was in prison, and he got out of prison, and he found that they were finding all kinds of ways to block convicts and ex-felons and all this. They were finding different ways to keep them from voting.
It depends on what state you're in.
Yeah,
He wrote a book called
Let My People Vote. Now, it's to help those that think that they cannot vote to know that they can. Also, to get you in a place where when you go to that poll and they try to put up barriers and they try to give you a hard time, you have, like you were talking about earlier, your paperwork ready. You have everything that you need because it's that important for our votes to be heard this time, our voice to be heard. And another thing, it's a lot of homeless people, you know, just to veer off of that. Get the book, Google the book, Let My People Vote. But I wanted to talk about this too. It's a lot of homeless people that need to know that they can vote. You know, they need to know, you know, that they can, if they have their ID, because in Houston, dealing with the homeless population for as long as I did, I do know that they have their ID and they have, they were offered P.O. boxes and an address and all of these different things so that they can get their government checks and all this different things. So if you are homeless and you are, you have your phone and you're listening to us right now, you can vote. You can vote. As long as you have your ID, you can, we need to post, well, really all through Facebook, they have, are you registered? And you can click it and see if you're registered and where you should go vote at and all that good stuff. It's even on Instagram, they have it. So right. It's like in your face, follow the links, click on everything and get to where you need to go to make sure that you vote. Early voting, mail-in vote, all of that. You know, make sure that you vote. Don't let anything stand in your way. Believe me, it's some folk trying to mess with some stuff and make you think that you are not eligible to vote. But if you're 18, get registered.
That is what should make us run out there or whatever. If people are doing all of this to try to suppress black and brown votes, that should tell you how important it really is to vote. Because if we really didn't matter, like, you know, like some people or whatever try to make you feel like your vote don't matter, they wouldn't be going through all of these things to try to keep us from voting.
Tell it.
Right. So I'm sorry. So just the fact that people are going through these hoops to try to keep us from voting, just get out there. And just because you have a felony, it does not automatically prohibit you from voting.
Come on.
If you're not on parole anymore, if you're not on paper anymore, you can vote. You can vote. So, you know, just know, you know, if you have some questions, I'm not the guru, but I am connected to some people. I have some people and I'll get answers for you. So you can inbox me or put your questions into, you know, leave it on. I'll go back and look to see. And so, yeah. Be heard because that, you know, you have to vote.
And we are not in the time of being quiet. Your
no.
voice needs to be heard. Everything that you have to say matters. You know, it used to be a time where people could make a person feel like they're irrelevant because they don't make money or they don't have this type of social status or they don't this, that, and the other. Listen, ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that, honey. If you are breathing, come on, you matter.
Yes.
What you have to say matter, your opinion matter, how you feel matter, all of it matters. All of it. So don't use this time to try to be passive and duck off into a corner and all that. No, we want to hear from you on our Sisters United page. We want to encourage you to tell your children. If you are a mother and a father and you have children that are spread out, call them and tell them. If they're on a college campus, call them and remind them, go vote. If you have to put everybody in your car, they live with you, put the whole household that's 18 and up in your car and make it a family outing to go vote. Take you some bologna sandwiches and some drinks, you know.
Okay. If you want to seem friendly, get that person in front of you that's been standing there, a bottle of water or something.
Come
pass them a cracker.
Look, individually wrap those sandwiches.
Individually wrap, yes. You know?
And say, "Hey, boo, you've been out here for some hours with me too. I just want to let you know we in this thing."
What really surprised me? I was talking to my younger brother, so he's right up under me. We're like a year and a half apart. He told me he had never voted. I almost fell on the floor.
Whoa.
He told me he had never voted. I couldn't, being my brother, I just couldn't imagine it. So if I have to put a leash on him, I love you, brother. But if I got to put a leash on you and walk you to that pole, baby, you going.
What are you going to tell him, Keisha? Come on here.
Come on here. Come on here.
Be knocking on that door at 6 o'clock. Hey, hey.
Come on, dude. You're going to have to get in there. So I'm going to try to get him in there at an early vote because I know he has to be at work very early in the morning. So that election day shuffle, we're not going to even play with that.
No, don't play with that.
No, we're not playing with that because you might stomp your toe, I'm telling you. And you can't stand in that line. Anything might happen. So go ahead and get that out the way. And don't forget, it's not just the president that we're voting for. Research these people in your own communities, your own counties, your own cities, whatever. The judges, research these people before you get there and vote a straight ticket.
Yep.
You know, I am bipartisan person or whatever, because everybody that identify themselves as the same as I do is not for my best interest. You know,
that's right.
Go by what these people have done, shown, and proven. You know, I can deal with a snake if I know it's a snake, but if it's a snake and it looked like a sheep, you know what I'm saying? Then that's a problem. I need to know. You know, I need to know what I'm really getting into.
You know what gets me, just like you said, what gets me is like I'm sitting in the living room, I'm watching TV, and you see these politicians going across the screen, and I approve this message situation, right? And I'm listening to not just the trash that they're putting out on each other, but looking at how they think the voter, they build their campaigns off of what they think the voter is.
You want to hear.
Yeah. Right. And they when they show up to make these public appearances, and that's why I like what you said, do the research, find out who these people are, because just because they show up in your neighborhood and pass out some sandwiches and greet the people and everything doesn't mean you're going to see them after the election.
That's right. And so many of them don't continue to show up, you know, and it's really sad. You know, it's really sad because a lot of them don't continue to show up. So, you know, yeah, research. I was going to say something else. I don't remember, but it'll come to me in a minute. But just research the people that you are going to, that you're voting for. Yeah. Make sure you know. A lot of the county websites, Fort Bend County, Harris County, they have voter guides on there to let you sample ballots.
Yeah.
They have sample ballots on there. Who on there research these people?
My God.
Research them. You have to. You have to. I know my grandmother would ask me to help her to understand like who was on the ballot or whatever. And 30 minutes have passed. You ready to help me? Granny, I ain't researched these people yet. Or whatever. You know, yeah. So I need to know. Some of these people that's been for the longest, you know, that's that keeps running and running and running, that time is up, you know, whatever. A lot of the times you vote for them because they're popular. And it's people, oh, you know what I was going to say? This is what I was going to say. So this has been fact checked. You can fact check it yourself. The Affordable Care Act is the only protection that is a law right now that is on the books that protects us. People with pre-existing conditions. That wow. is the only, the Affordable Care Act. There's other legislation, there are things that are written, but they have not been enacted. They are not active. The Affordable Care Act is the only thing that keeps insurance companies from being able to deny, deny you because you have diabetes, because you have blood pressure problems, because you are anemic, you know. Because, you know, you have whatever it is going on with you. So keep that in mind when you go and vote as well. See what these people feel about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. You know, see what these people feel about this piece of legislation, because this affects all of us. This affects all of us. This is going to have people really sick and not being able to be seen. Now, also keep in mind that, you know, if they pass something else and have something else, is law, then there's something else. But currently, the Affordable Care Act is the only thing that is on the books right now that keeps us from being denied because of pre-existing conditions. Pregnancy can be considered as a pre-existing condition if you start your pregnancy under one insurance company and then you get a better job, or your husband gets a better job and you change insurance, you're already pregnant, they don't have to care for you. If you know, if that's what they choose to do. And a lot of them will. Wow. A lot of these conditions that people have cost money. You know, they cost money. So just know that the Affordable Care Act right now, and I'm going to keep it like one of the ministers at church. I'm going to rub this in like being gay. He liked to say that. I'm going to rub that one in like being gay. Just know that the Affordable Care Act is the only thing that is currently on the books that keeps us from being denied for pre-existing conditions. So, you know, research.
And it's important. That's very, very good information, because you know that our current president has been trying to end that since he's been in office. And I really hope everybody pays attention to the fact. Instead of getting caught up with his Twitter feed, getting caught up with his all of his senseless babbling, you know, and really this election, buckle down and pay attention to the facts, because that is what is going to protect us. A vote for the things that we need is what's going to protect us. You know, in this election, because a lot of people are for Trump, and a lot of people are, you know, on the fence. And listen, forget about people's names and research.
Research.
I cannot express that enough. Do your research. It is important, like you say, the straight ticket stuff.
Well, you know, but let me say something about that.
You
so
wanna,
that's the way some of our old.
When you approach,
you break it up.
That ballot.
You breaking up. You stuck. Can you hear Tammy?
No, I can't hear her. She's stuck.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll just, you know, I'll just say you have to research. And then, you know, there are some religions who don't believe in voting. You know, there are some religions that don't. And, you know, I'm not on anybody's, you know, faith or whatever, what you believe. I'm not, you know, but I know a couple of people who belong to a religion that don't believe in voting. They're voting, you know, whatever. You know, it's like you know, like, and I don't even want to get into that. I know God got us all, but he also gives us, to me, common sense and just, you know, faculty to understand what needs to be done. You know, whatever. And I'm not telling nobody to go against anything, you know, whatever. Whatever you believe, and, you know, I don't get into that. But if you don't vote, don't be upset. That's all I can say. Don't, for whatever reason. If you don't
vote. Well, you know, they say if you don't vote, you're actually voting.
You vote, you actually voted. Exactly. So if you don't vote, yes. Solche says that a lot. Yeah. So if you don't vote, you are actually voting. Because you've just given away your opportunity to, you know, curb it in a way, you know, whatever. So just be mindful. Be an understood person, you know, whatever.
You gotta do your due diligence in everything in life.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to do your research. You know, when it come out, I've said this in another show, whenever they have them different proposals and propositions and all that kind of stuff, read them, read the whole thing. If it's one little itsy bitsy thing in it and you do not agree with it, you say no.
No.
Because when they write them things out, they pack so much stuff in there, and they tell you the highlighted stuff. And then they have, they sneak little under little things in there, and then because they you know, oh yeah, this is about giving money to police, you know, and then they stuff all this other stuff in there, and you think that's what it's about, but it's more than that, you know. So read if it's one thing that you don't agree with, against. I don't care if you agree with 90% of it. If you don't agree with 100% of it, against.
That's how I am, especially about buns, but don't get me started on that. Bun money is free money, and I won't even get, I'll stay away from that one. But yeah, read, know exactly, you know, what it is or whatever, and make sure, exactly, and that's another thing I was going to say too. If you're really not sure, I have a couple of people that I call. If I'm feeling a certain kind of way about something, or it seems to me after I read it, because I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty sharp Crayola in the box, you know, but if it's something that I'm really not sure about, I have a couple of people that I go to. Hey, what you think about whatever, whatever, this is what I see it as, you know, what do you think about that? And we can have a conversation, you know, whatever. So it either validates what I thought it was or bring other light or whatever, just to be more educated. Have friends that know a little bit something different than you know.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Surround yourself by people, you know, that are, you know, jack of all trades, maybe the master of a couple, but, you know about some stuff. So, yeah. Okay, I'm off. Look, I'm off that soapbox. Vote.
You shouldn't be the smartest person in your crew.
I don't want to be.
All right.
I want to be able to refer somebody to Queenie. I don't know. Tammy Lee didn't know about that. Now, I don't know nothing about taxes. I'm going to tell you. I don't know about that. Tammy Lee didn't know about that.
All right. Next topic, ladies.
Okay.
Before we get into the big topic, which is at the halfway point. Okay, holidays in the new normal. What is we gonna do for the holidays? We got Thanksgiving coming up. How is that looking? What does it look like to you, ladies?
Well, the only thing that
holidays
I can
on
say,
Zoom. Zoom. Have your plate. Like, I made my plate.
Well, you know. So if you're gonna have a lot of people over, or whatever, you know, and you really want to be safe, you know, a lot of places have gone away from this nose swab COVID testing thing, you know, whatever, which could really be dangerous. I was reading. I like to read medical stuff. You know, doctor stuff, medical stuff. That's what I like to do. And somebody actually, from that nose swab, somebody's brain lining got punctured and they were leaking brain fluid because they stuck that thing too far up there. You know, that somebody else swabbing in your nose don't know how far up they're really going. That was crazy. Because remember, these are not doctors that are doing this. These are, you know, healthcare professionals. So, but a lot of places have gone away from that, the nose swabbing anyway. They're doing these rapid tests. And the results are coming back much quicker. So I usually go once a month to have a COVID test anyway. So they're having you to do the little coughing and all of that. And like I went on the first and at 3 something in the morning on the third, I had my results, you know, which are negative. So if you're really concerned, have the people that are coming to your house to be, if they're going to come over, have them tested 4 days before they come or 5 days, you know, whatever. The results should be back. And, you know, everybody, you know, make sure everybody's negative, you know, still maybe keep your distances or whatever, because you could actually test negative today and be positive tomorrow, you know, just, you know, depending on where you are and what you've been doing. But yeah, holiday and then it spaced people out. I call him my brother, my daughter's uncle. He has gatherings at his house. So there are people in the kitchen, there are people in the living room. He has a former dining area, there are people there, and he has a living room, so everybody's not on top of each other, you know, when we go. So holidays are going to be interesting. All the hugging, okay, we're gonna have to, how you do that elbow bump, get them elbow bumps together, them high fives that don't really touch, high tens that don't really touch, you know, whatever. But this is just okay, crazy.
What y'all cooking for the holidays? Thanksgiving is coming. What you cooking?
You know, Tammy, you can go first. I'm always talking. I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I usually do Feed the Hungry for the holidays, and I'm of course not gonna be able to do it. I have this big old pit out there and we're not gonna be able to put no meat on it and nothing like that, because we normally do Feed the Hungry in the Sunnyside area. I really don't have no plans. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'll probably be sitting at the office or sitting at home pecking on my iPad.
Oh well, honey, I cook. Not cook, but I cook. Now I'm really good at that. I can cook a meal. Now I'm learning to bake. So I can make peach and I can make peach cobbler. I can do those two. But
Tammy, I'm just asking you, please, just eat some turkey or something. Tammy say, since I can't feed the house, I ain't doing nothing.
I ain't gonna eat. Okay, I ain't doing nothing. I can't.
But see, I feel it though, because it's like, for the holidays, you wanna, you have the type of heart, you want to be, before you sit down for a meal at your table, you want to have given to somebody else. And this COVID has really, really hit us hard, right? Because I was telling one of my homegirls the other day, I got backpacks just still sitting at my house with, I got toiletries and everything, just sitting. I go in there in the room and look at them. But facilities are not open. You can't go in. You have to find creative ways to do it, you know. And I'm designated for a certain place to do my work, you know. And so right now they're not letting anybody in. And so I got to figure out a way to get them these backpacks. And so I understand what you mean, but I just got to have some turkey on Thanksgiving. Look, Tammy, I'm gonna have turkey over here, and my phone gonna be right here. I'm gonna be like,
definitely gotta have some turkey. I said I was gonna go get a smaller turkey and cut it in half, and that's what I was gonna cook. So, and I'll probably cheat. I'll probably bake him a little bit first, and then go put them on the pit to just smoke them real good.
Yes, talk to me.
And So I plan on some smoked oxtails. I plan on some yams and greens. I'm gonna make dirty rice. I don't do ham.
What's the dressing? What's the dressing?
And I always do a seafood dressing.
Come on.
And then I do a regular dressing. And you know what? I've been wanting some macaroni and cheese, and people can't make macaroni and cheese.
Baby, everybody can't make. Don't get me started.
I don't get
everybody.
Don't get me.
Everybody can't make potato salad, but you know I ain't.
You show. Oh yeah, I got to make some potato because potato salad and dressing, yams and greens just go together. That's a meal right there.
Yeah.
Get you some yams, and I don't like a lot of yams. Just give me one or two yams. And then some potato salad and some dressing and some greens.
But see, I got to have a lot of yams and the juice off the yams to go over the syrup off the yams to go over my cornbread. See, I'm over my hot water cornbread.
Hot water cornbread, baby. I'm from
Atlanta, Texas, East Texas, honey. I got to have hot water.
Hot water cornbread.
Hallelujah.
I like yes, Lord. Family up in Haynesville, Louisiana, they call it fried bread.
Fried bread. Got to have my fried bread. I can't be playing. That's why I say we need to find out what everybody's doing for the holidays. If you are on the post, please post your plans. Like Tammy say, we know some of y'all are going to be trying to Zoom Thanksgiving. Listen. Some of y'all need to be on Zoom for Thanksgiving because you can't cook and you always bringing something to the family gathering.
I'm going to need you to continue with your
coat. This is a work
of
the Lord.
And your eyes.
If you are showing up at the house with a mask on, you understand me, and you know you can't cook, just bring some forks and some spark or something like that.
And if you don't go buy that cake, I'm just saying, if you're not gonna pay somebody to make that, if you don't go buy that cake, get it from Sam's, Kroger's, or Randall. There's a pretty much
because some of them tell them dry cake. Some of them cakes is not right.
And some of them taste like they made on an assembly line right next to a carburetor. I'm just saying, mommy, right.
And baby, let me tell you how you know the cake ain't right. If you put that cake on that table and that table move over a little bit, listen. Tell me what's wrong. You know I'm telling the truth. Listen, and now for the potato salad, because we need to go into the question of the topic of the day. One more thing about this potato salad. I got two things I want to say. Don't put no raisins in it. And number two, if you could put a big spoon in that potato salad and pick the whole container up, don't bring that. That was your test, right? That's too heavy. That potato salad is too heavy. I say this every October. I like to tell everybody that potato salad is too heavy. You did too much in there. That's too heavy. If I got to hold that bowl just to get that potato salad out of it, that's too heavy. I just wanted to bless your life. Okay. All right. Now,
I'm going to have to use that one, Queenie.
Yes. Baby, I went to a church, you know, the church love to give them little family and friends day. And I saw one of them church mothers sit that heavy potato salad on the table. You could hear it when she sat it down. And then she had to hold it just to get you a spoonful out of it. I was done. I said, I'm good. I don't need no potato salad.
Okay. Don't want none of him.
No, don't want none of that one because I ain't sure what you put in there. How many potatoes is in there? Salad. It's called a salad because it's supposed to be just a little light. Just a little. All right. Somebody mad and offended. I'm sorry. Okay. But it's too heavy. Let's look at the topic. Can we as women have it all? Can we have the family, the husband, the business? Can we have it all? Can we go to school? Can we have it all? Some people think that. it would be, it's not possible to have it all. They feel like, you know, you either gonna have to choose, you know. And some husbands will tell their wives, hey, I'm gonna go to school first. You watch the kids or raise the kids. Then when I finish school, you could go to school. But it's some people that have a career, you know, they plan their career. They got their career going before they even started having children. So can us as women have it all? Go ahead.
I feel like you can. If you are a married woman, you have to have that support system. You can't have, okay, so I'm about to make somebody real mad right now, but I'm going to say this, okay? You cannot have a husband that is envious of you. Trying to keep you, I'm just saying, because I know people like that. They see you doing a little bit good or whatever, then they have an issue, you know, with it. You can have it all, but you just, if you're married, you just have to have a, you know, really good support system. You have to have a husband that is encouraging. That, but then too, you as a woman, you have to make sure that you give your husband that time. You know, the time that you do give him is quality. You know, when you get together, you can't say, oh, I don't have time to hug you today. I ain't kissing you today because I have to do X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a well-rounded person and distribute that time really well. So that you're not neglecting your husband, you're not neglecting your children, you're not neglecting the things that you're responsible for. I won't say housework because that's everybody's job. Everybody living there. You know, so you can't, okay. You can't neglect the things that, you know, that you are assigned to. So that's how I feel. You can do it. Might be a little tired, but that's okay. Incorporate a foot rubbing day. Now, baby, I'm going to rub your feet today while you rubbing my feet. You know.
Yeah.
But if you're a single woman, hey, y'all. Then, you know, you don't have that, you know, you still have, you know, you still have children, you know, my mom, I have, you know, things to do or whatever. Something, I don't really have to do a whole lot for my grandkids because they have wonderful parents as far as what they do. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you step in there, you know, as well. So you just have to be a well-rounded person and be a good steward of your time.
I like that.
Yes. A good steward of your time. Yes.
I'm taking my notes. Go ahead, Tim.
I agree. I believe you can have it. You can have it all. You may not can't have it all at that particular time. It takes time management. It takes planning. You know, when you want the schooling, you got to plan out for the schooling, but you have to be mindful of all your other responsibilities. You can't neglect one thing to take care of another thing. In life, you always have to have some kind of balance to every single thing. You have to have a compromise. If you have a spouse, okay, let me compromise with you what we can do, you know, and take turns. It shouldn't be all me, all you.
Yeah.
You got to have a balance in it. You know, your husband should be understanding that I am a woman and I have certain needs. I have certain desires and so forth. I actually have my husband fuss a lot about the stuff that I do, but ultimately, he know I'm going to do what I do. And he just kind of stepped back and he'd be like, you know, I didn't got used to you. I know you Tammy. You know, that's what he called me. You just being Tammy, you know. So, I mean, you know, and I have an older husband too. So, you just have to find balance in it.
Yeah.
It's good to have somebody that really kind of understands, you know, that ultimately what you're doing, you know, is for the best of the house, you know, the complete, you know, home and, you know, just things like that. And you can't be selfish.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot be selfish or whatever. I always tell people, like, I know people who are financially selfish. You can hold his hand like this. See this hand? You can hold it. Can't a thing get out that hand. You have if you could hold $1 million right here, that $1 million is in there. It ain't going nowhere. But at the same time,
nowhere.
Ain't nothing else getting in there.
Huh.
That's the key right there. You got to hold it. Can't nothing go in.
And can't you nothing lose go in. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And you have to, you know, I mean, I just, let me tell you, look, I don't get me testifying, but yes, you know, I mean, I haven't had a job since April. You know what I'm saying? And everything has been met. Like the older people say, you got to throw up your timber. You know, you have to do things today that will sustain you tomorrow.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying, or whatever. Not saying that I'm doing this because I might need this. Just do it because it's something that needs to be done. You know, you have to, God put us, I believe, all here to look out for each other, you know, in ways like, you know, Tammy does taxes. There's some elderly people that, you know, whatever, that might need help at the church or whatever. Help them, you know. Queenie can pray like no other. Honey, she prayed for my feet. Let me tell you, I ain't never had my feet prayed for, but my ankles was all swollen. I'm telling you, I'm just saying, or whatever. Just, you know, just the small things are just caring. But yeah, we can have it all.
Yeah.
We can have it all.
Well, I'm looking over, y'all listen, good stuff. So those of you that are listening, what I heard was balance. I heard balance. Balance is very, very important. Never feel like you can't have it all. But I also heard Tammy say plan. Sometimes we jump out into stuff. We want everybody to jump on our bandwagon, but we don't have a plan. We cannot, if you're married, you have to come to your husband with a plan. Honey, this is my plan. And then, like Tammy said, compromise. Then y'all both have to be able to say, okay, I'm good at this. Okay, I'll watch the kids this day. Okay, I'm going to be work this day. We could say, oh, yeah, I can see how we could work this. But then I went all the way back to what Keisha said. See, Keisha, I was taking those, girl. You got to be with the right person. Keisha, know I'm going to go in on this one right here. You got to be with the right person.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you something. Like she said, it's a lot of couples that are together, ain't got no business together. Now, I said that. You ain't got no business together because, first of all, you don't know how to support one another. You don't know how to be a relationship people say is 50-50. No, it's not. Sometimes it's 70-30. Sometimes it's 80-20. You have to make sure that you're with a person that you're supposed to be with. And that's that person that know your dreams and help you bring them dreams to pass. But you also got to be willing to help them bring their dreams to pass, too. You can't just act like you just got a whole plan and they're a part of your plan. When you are a couple, then guess what? Y'all both got to lay out, like they say, put everything on the table. You got to put everything on the table. And you got to go back to what Tim said. You got to make a plan. Then there's some compromising that have to go on. But when you with the wrong person, they will sabotage.
Yes.
They will come in now. They will, listen, they will argue with you right after work or right before work. They will, everything that you do, they're going to have something negative to say about it.
Exactly.
You know? They listen.
Why are you always over there? You run to this person when they.
And what about these kids? And you don't see them dishes over there. You know, it's a. You have to be careful. That's why when people getting married, jumping into relationships and stuff like that, and you say, for instance, you were already on your path, you were already building. It's really important that you get the right person because you're already building, and that person you could attach yourself to that person and they rip apart everything that you put together.
Exactly.
And that's dangerous. And I hate to get spiritual on you, but they were sent as a trick of the enemy to destroy everything that you had built. So you have to be wise when it comes to picking a mate. You have to be wise. And women, we got this habit of, oh, he asked me to marry him. Oh, he chose me. But you have to choose him. You don't give up your right. Don't give up your right to choose when somebody comes up. And a lot of people in the church, a lot of women in the church do that. You give up your right. You just happy that a man of God chose you. But it's possible to be unequally yoked in the church. It's possible to be yoked up with somebody Come on. Now, if it ain't your plan to be a housewife, why would you marry a man that wants a housewife?
That want a housewife. Exactly.
If you want to be a housewife, why would you marry a man that want a woman that's out working and you know, why would you do that? So you got to make sure and have the conversations necessary to make sure your household stay balanced. We can have it all, but you got to make sure, if we're going to talk about relationships, you have to make sure you linked up with the right person, because it will be a struggle. It will be a real struggle. Now, I heard Tammy say, good steward. Let me bring her back in. I heard Tammy say, being a good steward. Okay. You have to be a good steward over your time. You have to be a good steward over your finances. You have to be a good steward over your children, your family. You got to be a good steward over your husband, your household. And I know we are in a newfound way of doing things. You know, people, oh, it ain't traditional no more. No, it's not. But you, like I say, you have to know what type of relationship you're in. You have to know what that person needs from you. And while you're out conquering the world, it is possible to neglect your spouse. It is possible to leave, because the Bible said don't give an occasion to sin. And when you leave your husband open to all kinds of stuff, he trying to get conversation out of you, but you too tired and ain't got time, somebody else going to give him conversation.
He going to get conversation.
He going to get what he need, because I'm going to tell you a secret that a lot of people don't understand. God don't just love you. He loves him too. So you got to be careful how you treat your mate. Because sometimes we think that God is just, he's all about us. And God, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Well, no weapon formed against your spouse shall prosper either. So you got to be careful how you treat one another. Now, if you're single, this is what I want to say to all my single ladies.
I'm listening.
Listen, single ladies, do everything you need to do right now. Do it. Do it. Achieve it. Become everything that you need to be. Why? Because it's like Paul said, he'd rather, you know, everybody just, you know, stay single. But that ain't real, you know. But do all that you need to do now. Build. Go to school. Get your, you know. Enjoy being you. Find out who you are. Find out what you have to offer, not a person, but yourself. Find out what God created you for, what your destiny is. You'll be surprised at the things that you can do that you never thought you could do. You'll be surprised what heights you can achieve. If you just, I tell my daughter this all the time, find out who you are before you can say I do and get somebody else's name. You need to know who you are. Why did God create me? What gifts and talents did he give me? Some things you don't discover about yourself to after your 20s. Listen, I'm 40-something. I'm still learning some things about myself. But you have to, in order to grow, in order to be, like they say, I'm every woman, it's all in me. In order for me to know what all is in me, I have to be willing to allow God to unlock different places in my life. And some of those things can only be done while you're with God, while it's just you and God. And there's nothing wrong with being single. There's nothing wrong with it just being you, God, and that intimate relationship with him. A lot of people get offended. Oh, she's not saying she don't need a man. She's just saying right now it's not time for her to be in that type of relationship. And it's okay. You got to be honest. Some ladies not honest. And they end up in a marriage, miserable. They feel like they missing out on something. It's because you gave in before time. God was still trying to build you. God was still trying to pour over into you. God was still, you know, trying to get, you know, solidify his relationship with you. And he does that by revealing to you who you are. So you can have it all. If you're married, you can have it all. But you got to balance, like Tammy Lilly said, you got to have balance. You got to be a steward. You got to be willing to do the work. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you're at a place where you know that you can't, that something is going, is being neglected, go back in, revise your plan. Go back in, revise your time. Go back in and do this. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. On Tuesdays, I take the day off so that I could be in my husband's face. Like them old people say, listen, he got something else to do. You know? But he will not be neglected. But that's a decision you make when you get married. You get what I'm saying? The first ministry is your marriage. Okay, that's for the married folks. That's your first ministry. He don't need to get in line with what you're doing.
You
don't need to get in line with what he's doing. Y'all need to come in alignment together and see how that thing can work. How can I hear people say power couple? We a power couple, okay? What power? What power are you functioning in? Where are we going? What are we trying to achieve? You know? And sometimes we marry folk that ain't even going in the same direction we're going. They're going a different direction. So you have to be careful when it comes to that. But I believe you can. I think this is good. I heard Tammy say, was it you, Tammy, that say you can't be selfish? Or was that,
me.
Okay. Talk to us about that selfishness.
Well, you just have to, you know, nobody's an island, so everything ain't about you. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. I just feel like that everything is not about you. And you can't be, you know, you can't be upset because, you can't be mad because I go feed the homeless once a month. There ain't nothing to be mad about anyway, but you can't be mad that you know, that's something that I choose to do, go and feed the homeless, you know, every month, you know, whatever, when I am inviting you to come and do it with me and you won't do it, but you get mad because I'm with this group of people and this is what I do once a month, you know, whatever, as a group we go out and do this. You know, you can't be selfish and you don't want nothing. You can't be so selfish to want me to sit up and maybe be on the phone with you or not do what I'm doing just so I can cater to the nothing that you're doing. What are you doing? Nothing. You know, or whatever. You know, you can't have a person that's jealous.
Yeah.
You know, about things that don't work either. I don't understand how couples be jealous about each other. You know, like be jealous about something else or other. If you doing this, we doing it. Yeah. You know, whatever, you got this, we got this. So,
but you know what, Keisha, right there with what you said, anytime something like that arises in a relationship, both people need to stop and see if he's jealous of your success. Maybe it's something going on with him where he feels like he's not maximizing his full potential. Because sometimes,
in a case like that, a person has to be real about what they have going on.
That's
some
right.
People are lying to themselves, and once you get into a habit of lying to yourself, then you know that's the worst kind of mess to be in, or
ooh,
whatever.
That's so, the worst.
I know, but I always tell people, or whatever, I am 100% real about myself. There is absolutely nothing in this world, truthfully, that somebody can tell me about me that I don't already know.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I might not walk around and say, you know, I'm you know, or whatever. Of course, I'm not gonna bring out what I feel like are my flaws. But if you say it to me, it's something I'm already in touch with. You know, there should be nothing that somebody can tell you about you that makes you upset, because it should be something that you already know.
That
comes with being real with yourself.
Yeah, and then if you're upset, then you do know it about yourself. You just
do something about it.
But see, that goes back to what we were saying earlier about, what I said earlier about doing the work. A lot of times when a person comes into your life, you're in a new relationship, it will expose some of your insecurities. It'll expose some of your weak areas. And I always see it as God giving me the opportunity to become better, you know, but a lot of people get mad. Oh, I can't believe, had the audacity and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is we all can improve. We all can be better. And sometimes God will call it out to the carpet. He allows somebody to be in our life that will call it to the carpet. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying earlier, people, a husband that's jealous of you, if you love him, you can take the time to slow down and say, let me minister to my husband, because there's something going on with him that he needs to get done, that maybe I'm not as supportive. What's missing? Now,
he has to be willing to be ministered to.
Well, yeah, that's true. But let me tell you something. The Bible say if you humble yourself, then he could be won by your conversation.
Right, by your Bible. Yeah.
So even if he don't.
Well, if you're taking the ride, if you think he's not susceptible to it, that means you need to get on your knees and pray about it. Yeah. Pray about everything.
And like I say, if it's the right person, let's go back to what Keisha said earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's that right person, then eventually they're going to come to you and say, hey, you were right. I wanted to start this business so-and-so, and I put it off to help you. Now you doing your thing. I'm a little jealous, you know what I'm saying? But it just let me know I need to get back to what I was doing. See, all of that happens, like Tammy was saying, compromise, which really is submitting to each other. That really is submitting to each other. Because sometimes people forget we're two individuals. You get what I'm saying? Coming together. Right. And we both have plans. Let's bring our plans together and let's grow together. That's why a lot of couples divorce, because one then grew and the other one is left here, you know. But we have to be willing to grow together. You get what I'm saying? But it's a lot of husbands and wives. Oh, I'm up here and you can't go with me. And you ain't. Oh, I had to leave her and go get another one. You know? No. I gotta be submitted and patient enough, like they were with me while I was building, to come and say, hey, now let's see what we can do to activate you and get you going. You get what I'm saying? Because you have to know that your spouse or that person that's close to you is not growing, or they hit a wall or something like that. That's part of being one with somebody. You get what I'm saying? But that, again, it goes right back to, is that the real cage? Is that the right one? You know?
Right.
Okay, Tim, what you want to say? I see your face. You want to weigh in?
I mean, I'm definitely just absorbing everything. I mean, everything is just so on point, you know. It's so many layers to doing the things that you want to do, or the things you feel like you got to do. Sometimes you could do things, you could be doing things or want to do things that may not be in line what God has for you. So in the midst of wanting to do those things, maybe you need to take it to God. You know, if it's causing a problem in your relationship, you know, I always revert back, pray. Take it to God, you know, Father, you know, direct me on how I need to do this. You know, how do I need to handle this with my husband? How do I need to handle this with my children? You know, Father, if this is for me, you know, let me proceed on with this. If it's not for me, Father, speak to me. And something, he will speak to you. You know, and when you get down, when you get on your knees and you pray, you need to say what you say. And don't just jump up off your knees and say, hey, amen. You need to wait and listen for that answer. Because if you ask God for something, you wait for the answer. You can't say, okay, amen, God, I'm done. If you're not waiting for a kid talking to their mother, you know, oh, mama, I want to do this, 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 this. And you're not waiting for her to give you the permission. You're not waiting for her to give you the answer. You got to wait for God to give you that answer. So a lot of times you seek spiritual counseling, you know, with the Heavenly Father, you know, and wait for him to direct you where you need to go. Because he might have something better for you than what you think you have for yourself. What you have for yourself might be here, and what he has for you is here.
Yeah, so. I like that. And you are so right. Because, and when you like waiting for the answer, pray. Sometimes that in waiting for the answer, you gotta be ready, because sometimes that answer ain't gonna be what you expected. You know, it ain't gonna be what you expected. You know, and sometimes, and I hate to say this, and these people listen, sometimes a lot of these dreams we have, let's be real, some of them we saw somebody else doing it and we said we could do that too. And then God has to, some turbulence started happening. Remember we talk about get back in your lane, and you have to say, okay, It's like Joyce Meyer say, her neighbor was planting tomatoes. She got out there and decided she going to plant her some tomatoes too. She said all her little tomatoes died. And then the Lord had to tell her, he say, I told you to preach the gospel. I told her to plant tomatoes. I need you to get back in where you're supposed to.
Okay.
So sometimes God, he'll let us go boom out there just to bump our head so we could go back to him and he could say, okay, let me reroute you. let me put you back where you need to be. And mm-hmm. then you'll find your household will settle back down. Everything will start flowing and you back on course. And that's what's important. That's what's important, making sure that there again is balance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did a live one day in one of my big groups, and I talked about dream hijacking. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go out there and say that's a dream of yours, is it really your dream, or are you hijacking somebody else's dream? You looking at what they're doing and say, hey, I think I could do that, because you see the big glorious portion of it. You don't see all the behind the work scene of
right.
it. So you look right. the glorious and say, hey, I want that dream. In actuality, you infatuated with the results. You're not infatuated with the dream itself or what it is. So you dream hijacking. Stop hijacking people's dream and get your own dream.
I know that's right.
Oh my God, I got to post that. I might have to preach that one.
That's right.
Hijacking somebody. That was good.
That is.
Ooh, I'm stealing it. Just letting you know. All right, y'all. That was a good topic. Oh my God, we got up off into that one. So come on, let's sign out. We went over, but it's a good over. How about that? So let's go ahead and sign out. We'll start with Tammy Lilly.
Oh, Tammy, okay.
All righty. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming on with us. I love co-hosting on Side of You Ladies. This is just an awesome platform, and I'm just in love with it. I get excited about it when it gets close. I even start posting, talking about tomorrow is Sisters United, and it was Monday. Somebody had to let me know. No. So I was overly excited, but I enjoy this platform. I enjoy talking on the Side of You Ladies. I enjoy our differences, but I also enjoy our commonalities that we have one another. Make sure y'all come every single Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time, because you know we got audience that come from all over, so we got to reiterate Central Time, 10 o'clock Central Time. Same time, same station. We go live right on the Sisters United talk show page. Thank you so much. Everyone be blessed out there. Make sure you get my book. It's in print right now. It's going to print. Why Your Refund Is So Low. www.tammillily, which is my name, Tammy M. Lilly. Make sure you get your book. Order your book today. Tax season, filing season is on his way. You're in the last quarter. What this will do, this will help you prepare to get your taxes prepared. Although you bypassed, you know, we're in the 10th month. It's okay. You know, better late than never. So go ahead and get that book. Learn some things with your business, whether you're an author, whether you're a podcast person, or you're in ministry, whatever business you in. If you're doing something, make money with it, it's your business. So get that book today.
I know that's right. All right, come on.
All right. Same place, same time next week. Sisters United talk show. This is go vote, 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 vote,
vote. Vote.
All right. See you next week.
All right, y'all. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll see you next week. Make sure you put your comments in, because we still go and check the post. We get all kinds of notifications when somebody comments on the post. We want you to know that we are on YouTube. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. Our website is up, so we will be blogging and letting you know about good stuff, okay? Things that benefit what we like to say, for women, by women, and about women, okay? Like Keisha say, go vote. if you're going to juggle business, love, relationships, family, and all that good stuff, get some balance and don't be selfish. How about that? All right. Shout out to Rita. Shout out to Love Jones. Shout out to my handsome honey. I love you. All right, y'all. Make sure you check out My Gospel Soul Radio. Sisters United show will be on there by this evening. So if you like podcasts, we'll be on the podcast as well. Have a blessed, blessed day.
All right.